I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Okay, just call me a sucker for fruit. I drink fruit smoothies for breakfast, drool over durians and dragon fruits in Asian markets, and to no surprise, my wife Wendy and I are planting a fruit orchard at our new home. Yes, we'll have pears and plums, cherries and peaches, but what I'm really excited about is growing pawpaws. With a name like pawpaw, how could you not like this fruit? Pawpaw is a temperate climate relative of tropical fruits, such as cherimoya. It's native to the eastern United States, hardy to zone 5, and grows wild as an understory tree in the forest. When grown in the open, pawpaws can reach 20 feet tall in a pyramidal form. The 1 foot long leaves are reminiscent of its tropical cousins, but it's the fruit that's the real treat. Pawpaw fruits form in clusters, are oblong or round-shaped, and weigh up to 1 pound. The flesh is orange or yellow-colored with a soft, custard-like texture. It tastes like a blend of banana, papaya, and mango. Yum! Buy 2 different varieties for cross-pollination. Sunflower and Wells are good choices. Plant in full sun on well-drained soil. If growing pawpaws from seed, give the plant some shade for the first few years. One drawback of pawpaws is the flowers are not easily pollinated. Bees don't seem to be interested in them. It's best to hand-pollinate trees to get fruit. You can do this at flowering with a paintbrush, transferring the yellow pollen to flowers between the different trees. Eat pawpaws fresh, make pies, or even ice cream with them. Now for this week's tip. It's a good time to divide summer and fall blooming perennial flowers such as aster, phlox, and hosta. Divide on a cool, cloudy day and water the divisions well. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about coral bells. For now, I'll be seeing you in the garden.